Around 50% of cancers could be prevented by simple changes to our lifestyles. That's according to Cancer Research UK. Most people are already aware of the dangers of smoking and the links between sunburn and skin cancer. But the charity's science advisor, Dr. Julie Sharp, wants more people to know about the other risk factors.
We're really talking about a sort of wider range of things. So some people aren't aware of the fact that diet might play an important part in some cancers. Obesity and obviously sort of getting enough exercise is important. We're also trying to make people more aware of the needs for going for screening and why screening is so important, so that we can actually detect cancer early on.
So think about diet first of all. What sort of things should we be avoiding and what sort of things should we be adding to our diet then, specifically thinking about cancer?
The most important thing with diet is to eat plenty of fruit and veg, try and get those 5 portions a day. We know that fibre seems to be important, particularly for bowel cancer, so to try and eat more fibre and to reduce the levels of red and processed meats. So it's fairly standard advice, but it's something that really could make a difference.
What about exercise? Lots and lots of it, or can I get away with not too much? Yeah.
Well, the main thing is to actually get a balance between the energy you're taking in from food and the actual sort of energy that you're burning off with exercise. So if you're eating a healthy diet, obviously that's part of the equation. But we really need to get about 30 minutes of exercise about 5 times a week. It needn't be going to the gym. It can be dancing, swimming, hiking or whatever. You know, there are or exercises to suit different types of people. So if you don't like the gym, you don't have to do it that way.
What about some of the baddies like alcohol, coffee, tea, chocolate and those sort of things? Do I have to cut all those out?
Alcohol definitely is a risk factor. So we do advise people to sort of drink in moderation, try and avoid binge drinking, for example, and just keep to the sort of recommended levels. We often hear about specific risks, you know, coffee's bad, chocolate's bad and things like that. I think it's better to just try and get an overall balanced diet and not really worry about isolated foods, because a lot of the things we hear are kind of taken out of proportion. You know, you can have your chocolate now and then, but just make sure most of the time you're being healthy.
And it seems to be that all sorts of things around us are called carcinogens. It's like almost everything, you blink and there's another carcinogen. Is that really true? Do all these things actually cause cancer? What does your evidence show?
There are lots of different studies going on, and I think for the general public it is difficult to actually make sense of all these headlines that they see. You know, every day there's a new cancer risk. I think that's why this campaign's so important, because we're trying to get across fairly simple messages, but they are based on genuine scientific evidence and fairly large-scale studies. Lots of things can potentially cause cancer. You know, people worry about pollution and so on, but chemicals, for example, aren't actually present in a great enough level to actually really cause a risk. The big risks are things like smoking, and the evidence is very clear. So I think the campaign's really about trying to get clearer information, because I agree it can be very confusing.
If people are confused and want to get some proper information about ways in which they can change their lifestyle to reduce their cancer risk, where can they go for this?
Well, there are a variety of sources. For this campaign, we actually have a dedicated website, and that's reducetherisk.org.uk. Also, if people want more patient-focused advice, if they have, you know, actual concerns about the disease, then we do have our Cancer Help UK website, which is designed for patients and their families. And also our cancer information nurses will actually take calls and also take email inquiries from people if you're more worried about sort of cancer itself. For general information, the website's a very good place to start.
Now, one of the things you mentioned was to go and get yourself screened and so on. How on earth would you do that, and what are you screening?
Well, actually, what we're trying to promote is not that everyone rush out the door this moment and get screened. We're actually trying to promote the national screening activities that are also in place and actually reminding people of why it's important for them to go. So women over 50 are invited every 3 years to go for breast cancer screening, and women above the age of around 20, 25 are invited for regular cervical smear testing for cervical cancer. So it's important that people realise that although they might be, you know, slightly afraid or not, you know, not enjoy going for screening, it's important to reiterate why it's important. And we're trying to target maybe those people that tend to ignore the invitations and not go. How can we kind of get the message across to those people that they really should be attending?
That's Dr. Julie Sharp from Cancer Research UK.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.